Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always a joy to come to you with your Word in hand, knowing that you desire to have an intimate relationship with us. So today, Lord, as we study again this book of Galatians that you provided through the Apostle Paul, I pray that you'd open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to the truths that you want us to know. We bless you today, Lord. We thank you for your word. So grateful for you and your willingness to teach us into our lead us into all truth by your Holy Spirit, and then to empower us to live a way that is according to that truth. We give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Desire to be Present Because of Doubt. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 20. As we have studied through the book of Galatians thus far, we have noted the care and concern that Paul the Apostle has for the church members located there. Since Judaizers have infiltrated their company with false teaching, Paul is wondering why they would stray from the gospel of grace and return to an attempt to keep the law. Paul wonders about them so greatly that we learn more of his ambitions toward them in chapter 4 and verse 20 of the book of Galatians, where we read, I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. In almost a desperate and longing tone, Paul begins, I desire to be present with you now. As a father with his spiritual children, Paul longs to be with the church members in Galatia. He has written many words to them thus far, and we can almost hear the concern in his words as we read carefully through what he writes. He wants to be with them, and the implication is that present conditions prohibit it right now. However, that does not stop his desires to be at their side. Paul continues, For I stand in doubt of you. Paul at one time had confidence in what the believers of Galatia were relying upon. And now, because of the Judaizers, Paul has serious doubts. It's as if he has heard that they have strayed from the truth, and he feels an urgency to be with them to correct it. He knows they knew what was right, and now he's not so sure they're standing upon it. Have we taken time lately to really examine our own beliefs? Did we start out well but somehow get off track? If we had mentors who led us along the way, would they have serious doubts about the way we are believing now? Perhaps as we consider Paul's caring words to the Galatians, we will find out whether he or not he would be in doubt of us if he were to know the manner in which we believe. If we need to change and let all doubt disappear, today is a wonderful day to begin. Next time, we will see Paul's challenge to those who desire to be under the law. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.